श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पितरूपेभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Hare Krishna, everybody, and welcome to our morning session. I thank Anandanand Prabhu to give me opportunity to speak about glories of Lord Shri Krishna, and I request all of you to bless me so that I can follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Last class, Mahaprasad Prabhu explained very well about the Vishwarupa and Virat Rupa. So, following verses are in continuation of that. In this, these shlokas are very important, even though they are very small purports, but this will give you more insight about that, how the different body parts of Virat Rupa, of Krishna's Virat Rupa, creates the material energy, and how this material energy is connected to spiritual energy. Now it gives us it gives us insight of this, that Krishna is the cause of all causes, as we read in Brahma Samhita that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So Krishna is the cause of all causes, whatever is happening around in this material world or in spiritual world or whichever place you go. So He is the one source of everything. Now we have to understand that what is Virat Rupa of Krishna, and these shlokas will give us the right understanding about them, and we need to meditate more upon those form of Krishna. Now when we when we think very deeply, it is very difficult for us to understand the material conception. We get bewildered that how this beautiful world has been created, and everything is working very well, like the rain comes, and how because of the rain this vegetations grow, and how animals are surviving because of rain, how all the living entities are living in this world. They are getting their food and their different sources of life. So this all these things are organized and well arranged by one source, that is the Krishna. But you know, modern scientists, they don't believe in that energy. They always argue about that this world cannot be created by one energy. They think that they believe in the Big Bang theory, that this is just created by a Big Bang which happened millions of years ago, and that created this material world. But it is not. And the people who don't believe them, others call them crazy. like many times people call us as well crazy, that how these Hare Krishna people are mad and don't believe in scientists. Like many years back when America claimed that they reached to moon, but that time Srila Prabhupada said that nobody can reach to moon, and now there are many theories are coming up that that was a conspiracy and nobody landed on moon. So this is the Srila Prabhupada's firm faith, and whatever he said 50 years ago, 60 years ago, that you realize now that all those words were true. So it is well, it is not easy to understand this energy of Krishna. This can understand only by the pure devotee. And then Krishna's potency is extraordinary and amazing, wonderful. Bhagavatam gives us the full explanation of living entities' life cycle, that how this life, how you know, since the time of conception, and step by step, that how this baby grows in the womb of a mother, and at what stage these living entities get the different nine holes in those in that body. So it is a science which will give you full understanding of a living entity's birth till death, that why we suffer, how we suffer. This you will not get in material books. They can give you only limited knowledge, but with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and with the mercy of your guru, you can understand this by Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we realize that due to our neglect, then after reading all these scriptures, human being realize that whatever the birth they are getting because of their negligence, because of their ignorance, that they are getting birth after birth, and they are stuck in this material world. Once they get in the contact with the devotees, they try to come out of this birth, the cycle of birth and death. These realization will give you better understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then where here Lord Brahma is telling Narad Muni that even though I am the creator of this material world, but still I cannot understand, sometimes I get bewildered, I cannot understand Krishna. He is at that position and he is bewildered, so what to talk about ourselves? We are just normal human being, and we have to be more firm in our devotion, then only we can understand about the beautiful form of Lord Shri Krishna. Now in 6.3 there I'll discuss about the specific word about Tirtha. So I heard many times about some sages whose name starts with Tirtha, but I could never connect it until I read this one. So Tirtha means holy place. And what is the significance of holy place? When you are going to holy place, it is you get definitely benefit by taking bath in holy rivers or going to different temples. You get benefits from all those things. You get mercy from Krishna and get pious activities. But the main reason for going to the holy dham, Tirtha, is getting knowledge from the right source, getting Vedic knowledge. So in Udipi, when you go, there are various there are so many scholars to whom we refer as Tirthas. So they are the personalities who have Vedic knowledge, and they can pass on this Vedic knowledge to the next generation. That's why they are called Tirtha. And we have to when you go to the Tirth, you have to find out the right people who can give you this knowledge. We go to Vrindavan, and I see many times when Guru Maharaj is in Vrindavan, you see he sends different posts on Facebook with different personalities, different Baba, different Sadhu, different Sannyasi. These are not ordinary Sannyasis. They are in Vrindavan for many years, and they understood about Krishna's Leela very closely. They have realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, and these personalities are ready to pass on this Vedic knowledge to the next generation. You just need to show your enthusiasm to learn about Krishna, and sincerity. If you are sincere, if you go and meet them, they will shower their mercy upon you. So, we have to be very humble to serve to when you are visiting Tirtha, and always try to meet right people over there. Now, we'll move to next shloka, that this Virat Purusha, that his bodily surface is, his body is described as surface. And if there is, whatever activities we are doing on a surface. What is the meaning of surface? Surface is a meaning plain ground. But whenever it is, so this plain ground is what? Where you are putting, you are performing your activities. So this is the field of activity where you are performing your different activities. In Bhagavad Gita, shloka number 13.2, I don't remember the shloka, but I can give you the reference. It's 13.2. So here Krishna says about Kshetra and Kshetragya. So Kshetra is the, he's referring to the field of activity, where you perform your activities, and Kshetragya is the knower of the activity. That what activity you're performing and how you're performing. Krishna provides us all the opportunities for the performance of our activities. And he gives us free will, free freedom, that you can do activities, but we have to understand that why we are doing these activities, why we want to be more happy than Krishna. These activities we are performing for the fulfillment of our desire. We have different desires over the, we have taken so many births and we have come in contact with so many different people. After seeing all those people, that what they are performing, we also want to perform that, those activities. So these will become our desires. And Krishna has given us the opportunity to fulfill our desires. So without active involvement, we cannot do this. And the field of activity is very important. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there are the five causes for the result of any activity. The five causes are the time, at what time we are doing our activity. The other one is the performer, who is performing this activity. Then the field of activity, where we are performing this activity. And then the modes of material nature, in which mode we are doing this activity. And then the ultimate supervision of Supreme Lord. So Krishna explained these five causes very deeply in Bhagavad Gita. And now we have been sent to this material world to fulfill all of our desires. And that's why this material world has been created, for those living entities who are not happy in Krishna, in Goloka, and they want to do different act. They want to become the supreme, they want to become the enjoyer, not supreme enjoyer, but they want to become the enjoyer of any activity. Now the question comes that where does this origin of this material world resides? This material world is originated from nobody else. It is originated from the Krishna himself, Virat Roop of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada says that this Virat Roop is not imaginary. Many people say that Virat Roop is imaginary and you people are crazy. But Srila Prabhupada explains that whatever he showed, his Virat Roop, he wanted his viewer to perform. He says that whenever he showed his Virat Roop to his viewer, there are few fortunate soul who could get the darshan of Virat Roop. He wanted them to do a specific activity. When he showed Virat, when he showed Vishwaroop to Arjun, he wanted Arjun to do a certain, he wanted Arjun to do specific activity. He wanted him to kill all the demonic people on the earth who were creating trouble for the good people. So whenever Krishna does any activity, there is a cause behind it, and we have to be very knowledgeable to understand that. So this Virat Roop becomes the and when he takes Virat Roop, that Virat Roop becomes the surface, and this Virat Roop is the provider of ingredients for all the activities. One meditate and understand that why Supreme Personality is allowing us with the opportunity of performance of these activities. This can be done with the meditation, like how, what is the real meaning of meditation? Meditation means to concentrate yourself towards Krishna, to surrender yourself unto lotus feet of Krishna and think about him and try to know more about him. That is the true meditation. Then only you will understand, when you try to understand him more, you will understand why he is doing different kind of activities. When we have been given with this body or the Swarupa, the surface, this is the field of activity for all of us. And so whatever activity we are performing, that happens with the help of all, involvement of all the senses. Say, if you are eating, your senses are involved, your tongue is involved. When you are watching something, your eyes are involved. So whatever activity you are doing, your senses are always involved in those activities. And once the senses are satisfied, your desire is fulfilled. What is the desire? I mean, we discussed about the desire. So these desire arises just because senses want they want to be satisfied. Now these senses are very tricky thing, you know. To control the senses is very tricky. These senses are getting results which gives us pleasure and satisfaction. For that, human being can do anything, right or wrong. Nobody, you know, many times people don't care, they are performing right activity or wrong activity, just they want to give pleasure to the senses. That is the biggest cause of vikarma, that if people are doing wrong activities because they want to satisfy their senses. Now when we are performing activity, there is one agent who is the part of satisfaction of the activities. We see that when you are smelling, there is one agent that is called air, which is bringing the smell from the object. When you are listening something, so the voice is traveling through the air. That is the agent of giving satisfaction to your senses. When you are touching, without the air, you can't feel the touch. This is the this is proved scientifically. So air is the most important agent for this activity of the senses. Now without this agent, senses will not work. When the air is moving, activities are happening. Now these senses will be satisfied only when they will achieve the object they want. And these activities are happening, and our body, and this body is the kshetra where these different activities are being performed, and we are the knower of these activities. So we are the kshetragya, as we know that this body is given by Krishna. We have to understand that. Many times we forget that. These people who don't know about these things, he comes under the category of ignorant. Now we believe that we know. I mean, after coming to ISKCON, after reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we got to know about the three understanding, three phases of understanding about absolute truth, that is Paramatma, Bhagwan and Brahman. So he is, you know, Paramatma, Bhagwan and Brahman, and but ignorant people who doesn't have the guidance and the scriptures to follow, they can never understand this. And these ignorant people can, they deny that there is presence of Paramatma, or there is presence of Bhagwan, because they never see, because they never got to know about it. But because of their because they are denying, it is not that Krishna doesn't exist. Krishna is always there. So Srila Prabhupada gives analogy, very beautiful analogy of sun, which is covered by the clouds. So when he says that sometimes when sun is covered by cloud, people say that there is no sun. No, sun is always there. It is just because cloud has covered it. So sometimes, many times, ignorant people don't have knowledge. So they have covered their mind with Maya. So that's why they say that Krishna is not there. It can never be happen. Krishna is always there, and he, as soon as these ignorant people come in contact with knowledgeable people like devotees, and then they can understand the fact that okay. Then they get guidance from devotees, and then they can understand about Krishna. So Krishna is full of knowledge, and he is full of all six opulences. He's residing in his own abode, and at the same time he is in everybody's heart. He's perfect knower of everything. We all understand this, and this we got to know through coming in parampara. But these ignorant people don't agree with this, that Krishna has so much opulences, and they don't believe in Virat Rupa of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they think that this Virat Rupa is just imaginary, of our speculations. This is not fact. So Brahma, you know, says that in this Virat Rupa also Krishna has different Krishna is performing different functions, and he, whatever activities Krishna is doing, Brahma is doing, whatever his duty he is doing, that he's, what is his main duty? His main duty is to sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. So all the ingredients for his sacrifice he's getting from Virat Rupa, that is from Krishna himself. And he is the field of activity for this material manifestation. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that the air is the moving agent of all the planets. So you see, in this universe, the different planets are floating. So scientists say they were never agreeing with this fact that these they were saying that this space is vacuum, there is no air. But as Srila Prabhupada is saying in this Bhagavatam, he's saying that all the planets are floating in this universe because of air, because of the presence of the air. These scientists have their own methodology to think and to work, which earlier they were not agreeing, but now the recent studies they are now proving that yes, there is air in the space. Because of the air, these planets are floating. Earlier they were claiming that these planets are floating because of the gravitational forces of different planets. So we have to understand that we have complete knowledge given by Srila Prabhupada and Sukhdev Goswami and in the form of different scriptures in Bhagavatam, that whatever will happen in future, whatever is happening right now, and whatever happened, it is all scientifically proven by now. Few things are proven by scientists, few things are not, they are not accepting it, but it is everything is explained in Bhagavatam, that this is the fact, and we have to believe in the Bhagavad, in our scriptures. Scientists will come one day again, and when we will move to next shloka, that is 2.6. Here it is said, it is mentioned that the hairs on the body of Virat Roop is the cause of all the vegetation in the universe. Now, Krishna's this Virat Roop has hairs on forehead and on his head and all whole body. So, you know, for the when his the hairs on his head is the they are the trees that provides the ingredients for the sacrifice. These hairs on the head are the the hairs on the body is the trees which gives the ingredients for sacrifice, and hairs on the head and the face is the reservoir of the clouds. And the nails which Virat Roop has, that is the breeding ground of electricity, stone and iron. So these, since nails are the, you know, hard surface, and they are quite similar to the different minerals. So when we go to doctors many times, they check the nails of the patient to see that if they have any deficiency of any minerals. So it is very well connected science here, that whatever Virat Roop is providing through his different part of his bodies, they are, you know, showing us the our bodies like healthy in that sense. Like when we think about when you go see somebody has pale hairs or dull hairs, you understand that they are not having healthy healthy diet. So it is well connected with our body as well, and Virat Roop's Krishna's body. And we see that devotees who many times this question comes in our mind, that when you are devotee, why you are taking very good care of your body? You always say that one or the other day we all have to go back to Godhead. So for those people, this has been explained very well here in the shloka, that we have to take care of this body, because this body has been given us by Krishna. And if we keep this body decorated and healthy, we please Krishna. And if body is healthy, then only you can serve Krishna very well. And if this body is healthy, we can provide Krishna. Krishna is providing us everything, but sometimes we want to serve him in different aspects. So if body is not healthy, you can't serve. You are always entangled in your pain and your problems, that how I'm getting this pain. So come out of all these pains and problems, you have to keep this body healthy. And why to decorate this body? Many times we see Matajis are very beautifully decorating their forehead with gopi dots and wearing very beautiful sarees and going to temple. Why? Because they want their Krishna, their Lord Krishna, to see happy when his children are happy. So when you are you see many times that as a parent we are happy when our child is looking very beautiful. We feel ourselves very fortunate to have a healthy and happy child. So same way Krishna also wants all of us. He wants us to see growing happily and performing our activities. And a devotee always understands that, and he is not this body, but he is the soul. But at the same time, and they are conditioned, but at the same time they want to utilize this body in the service of Krishna. That's how always keep in this mind and try to take care of your body and eat healthy food, drink enough liquids and do regular exercises. It is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada himself. So let's follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And we should try all to do all the devotional services physically as well, like Amrish Maharaj did. What he used to do, he engaged all his different part of his body just for service of Krishna. He used his hand to clean the temple. He used his leg to go to the dham and take darshan of deities. He used his tongue to eat prasadam and speak about Krishna. He used his ears to hear only about Krishna katha. He used his forehead to take do dandavats to Krishna. And whatever you say, he engaged his each and every body part just for the service of Krishna. So we have to learn this message from Srila, from Amrish Maharaj, that being an ideal householder, at the same time keep your body engaged in the service of Krishna. We all know that whatever we are getting, that is from the Krishna. He is the source of all energy in this material, in this world, as I mentioned earlier as well. So when Prahlad Maharaj was young and his father was torturing him so badly, his father asked him, "Prahlad, I am troubling you so much, but still, even after that, you are always surviving and you are staying happy. From where you are getting this energy?" So Prahlad says that, "Father, I am getting this energy from the same way from where you are getting your energy." That time Hiranyakashipu didn't understand. Since he was an ignorant person, he thought that, "I got this energy and benediction from Brahma. How you are getting it from Brahma?" He couldn't understand that Brahma is also getting his energy from Supreme. So Prahlad understood at so young age, but Hiranyakashipu can't, because Hiranyakashipu was the ignorant and Prahlad was the pure devotee. So we have to understand that how we can respect, how we can surrender to Krishna and his position. You see, many places are, when you go to India, you see many different buildings or places are named after Krishna or after Lord's name, but they just keep it for the sake of keeping the name. Like you see Sri Krishna Hotel or Vishnu Roundabout, something like that, you see. But people are not respecting that. When Krishna's name is there, we have to respect that place and act according to the Krishna's will. But people are not so matured, and they keep on keeping mistakes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very good formula. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, what Krishna wants us to do, they just want us to remember them, keep remembering Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the formula of Sankirtan Yajna. So if you are rather than just keeping the name, will not give you everything in your life. You have to follow the certain regulations as well. We have to do Sankirtan Yajna, remember Krishna all the time, then only all the material problems will eliminate. This story recently everybody was reading, when Corona attacked this material world. So it happens that when Srila Prabhupada was quite young, I think he was at the age of 5 or 6, that time Kolkata got hit by the plague, and it was spreading so badly that people were worried. And that time medical facilities were not so easily available. Sannyasis get together and they said that, "Let's do Sankirtan Yajna." And in the whole city, in whole Kolkata, they started Sankirtan Yajna, and in few days plague disappeared completely. So these are the benefits of rendering your service to Krishna, doing activities as per his will. There is another example, like when we see Rath Yatra in happening in Western countries. Many times, I mean, I'm very fortunate to attend the Rath Yatra in London. Mahaprasad Prabhu can share his experience more in a better way. That when we go in Rath Yatra, we see that many people are attracted with the beautiful form of Jagannath, and they keep on following everybody in Rath Yatra. They don't know who is Jagannath, they don't know who is Krishna, but just because everybody is chanting so nicely, so lovingly, with so much dedication, everybody, you know, few people start following in the Rath Yatra. So this sankirtan can change the heart of those people, and this is the when people are happy with it, that is the way they are getting peace. Srila Prabhupada says that sankirtan yagna is the peace formula. When he went to West, that time it was the peak time of Vietnam War, so people were very there was an anxiety all over. People were very depressed. They were going for different marches, and they were, you know, telling government that stop all this war, let's have peace in this world. So that time Srila Prabhupada used to go in those marches, and he used to say that I have peace formula. He used to distribute the pamphlets among the people, because Krishna, he knows that if you surrender yourself to Krishna, you will get peace. So that, and his determination, his make him successful. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoktaram yagna tapsam sarva loka maheshram sahardam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shanti mritchitati. So he says that you will get peace who knows that, who knows about four things. First thing is that Krishna is the proprietor of everything. Second, he enjoys all the sacrifices. Third, he is the friend of all living entities. And fourth, he is sitting in the heart of all living entities. So one who understands all four things, these people can get peace always. And Krishna says that if you recognize that I am the Supreme, you will come and surrender unto me. Many times, I mean, we see the different set of peoples who have different type of anxieties, because they never heard about Krishna. They don't know who is Supreme. They are always entangled in their material problems. You know, even many times it happens that you know, this happens when we forget Krishna, and we are normal human beings, but in you know, there are many times demigods, they also forget Krishna. We know about Lord Indra. He forgot that Krishna is Supreme, and then he started reigning in Vrindavan. We know about Lord Brahma. He forgot that Krishna is Supreme, and then he tried to steal all his friends and he hide them. So what to talk about us when demigods can forget about his superiority? But this can, I mean, we can never forget Krishna if we follow a few things, like if we are constant in association with devotees, if we constant pray to our Guru Maharaj, our spiritual master, and if we regularly chant our rounds. You know, these are the following things which will keep us always engaged in Krishna, and we will never forget him. Krishna says in this sloka, Bhuktaram Yagna Tapsam, that I am the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities. I am the best friend of everyone. No one in this world can take his position. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then demigods or the sages, you know, many times sages also want to be on their position. They are very happy in their position. They think that their dharma is to give knowledge to others, and they keep on giving knowledge. They don't want to go leave this position. They are very happy with that. So they understand that Krishna is there, Krishna is Supreme, but some, you know, we say that we are happen whatever I have. So sages are also sometimes that. But these demigods and sages, I mean, they also lose their peace at times when they don't surrender unto Krishna. So this conception of I is, you know, that they say I am here, but that is okay. But when that thing comes, mine, my position, my life, my karma, that is very dangerous. That is difficult situation. If this mind comes in your mind, your whole the big problems can come in our lives. So, you know, we have to be very careful. And as Krishna says in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadham Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, that come and surrender unto me, then you will be free from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So we have to do our act, but being surrendered unto Krishna. We have to act as per the dharma established by Krishna, and he will be, and then only we will be able to come out of this cycle of this birth and death. We have to understand that you know, we are grihastha, and we have to take care of our family. Husband have to take care of the finances of the house, and wife has to take care of the children and other household things. But if we get more material attached, it is not, I mean, we will not understand about dharma. Many times we are too much attached to our family. That can be material attachment, but we have to focus on spiritual attachment with our family. Now, how we can spiritually attach to our family members, being a grihastha, we can, you know, we have to think that kids to whom I'm serving, I'm fortunate to have mother of those kids who are Krishna's kids. I got kids because Krishna wants me to take care of these souls and take them back to Godhead. When we serve our spouse, we have to think that he is my life partner, just because Krishna wants him to be with me in this life, to go back to Godhead. And both together, if we both worship, I mean, both surrender together to Krishna, we both can progress together nicely. You know, so this way we can be spiritually attached. We understand, the devotees understand that the family members who are with them, they are the part and parcel of Krishna. It is very funny sometimes people, when you sing birthday songs in front of karmi people, when we sing that may you never take birth again. So they think that we are crazy people, how we can say this to our family member, because we are well-wisher to them. The reason why we sing that, may you never take birth again, because we want them to go back to the abode of Krishna and never come back to this material world where you are entangled in the cycle of birth and death. We want them to get personal protection from Lord and serve Krishna nicely. He is the source of everything. When you are remembering Krishna every time, all moment in your day, that is the true attachment with Krishna. That is the true consciousness. That is the true Krishna consciousness. And the moment we forget Krishna, somebody attacks us. Who is that? That is Maya. Maya comes and attacks us. Lord Brahma says that the forgetfulness of Krishna as soon as you forget the Krishna, Maya comes. So now question arises that how is it possible that you can always think about Krishna and keep Maya away? So this can happen with the association of devotees. When you are surrendered to your spiritual master and Krishna, and with the mercy of Krishna, and one last thing, that is practice, practice, and practice. Keep keep, you know, remembering him. So I'll conclude here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, I...
Wonderful. Jai Ho Mataji.
No problem.
So
any
melodious.
Comments?
I mean, you added so much mellows to the class.
I think it's all Krishna's mercy, Prabhu.
So, Yukti Mataji should recap and then we can go for comments and question and answer.
Sure, Prabhu. Sure, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna to all Vaishnavas. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada Mataji. Very nicely explained. So, there were many key points in this explanation which Shyamashini Mataji explained today. So, she began with telling that Krishna is the cause of all causes, and today's discussion mainly deal with the understanding the Virat Roop of Krishna and how it relates to us as Grahasthas, and that is the take-home point. How this shloka, it explains, nicely explains what is the Virat Roop, why is it, and how sages have, you know, benefited in different instances have happened in past, in which Lord showed his mercy and showed the Virat Roop, in which people benefited from that Virat Roop. So she also explained that we have to go back to the scriptures because they have in-depth understanding even of the scientific facts which are coming across every day. Science has new discoveries, but ultimately scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and they have the true knowledge which eventually everybody goes back and tells, okay, whatever we told was not right and this is the fact. And another important point she told was about the significance of Tirtha. So Tirtha is, we as we understand, we go to Tirthas to gain blessings of Krishna, and those are the auspicious places mentioned in the scriptures. But Tirtha is not just that, it is, we actually need to go to Tirtha to get mercy of Krishna and get the right source of knowledge, get the Vedic knowledge from the right source. So, example she gave of a tree where many sannyasis have named Tirtha, and they are the actual source of right Vedic knowledge and which we should be seeking for when we refer to Tirthas. So, then further she explained the Kshetra and Kshetrajna, which has been explained in the second shloka, and how we are influenced to do activities in association with the right people. This is related to five factors: time, performance, field of activities, modes of material nature, Krishna who supervises all these activities. The people who see the right group, they are always expected to do something. So that is what is happening in the Kshetra and at particular time. And to understand all this, ultimately we have to meditate to Krishna, to the lotus feet of Krishna. So our senses are satisfied, and whatever we do is... Then she explained the Kshetra and Kshetrajna by telling that the air, which is the environment which through which our senses are getting satisfied. So our body is the Kshetra. We do not know, and people, many people, they do not know this, they are ignorant. But this Kshetra, how people get aware, is basically getting, submitting to Krishna, like Prahlad Maharaj, he submitted to Krishna, and when his father asked where is he getting all these power from, it, he revealed that it is from, not from Brahma, not from anywhere, but it is actually from Krishna, because he has completely devoted himself to Krishna. Then further, Mataji explained about the Virat Roop of Krishna, how he has the hair on his body is a source for sacrifice, because that is the source of vegetation, and how, you know, all the different things contribute to provide to help in sacrifice. And another important part she told about devotees taking care of the body, because they think the body, our bodies are blessings from Krishna. So as we are happy seeing our children dressed nice, hearing nice, similarly when we take care of ourselves and our bodies, and that is a sort of respect to Lord Krishna for Brahmic justice. And example from Sri Amrish Maharaj, who in spite of being a householder, he devoted, engaged all his part of his body for service of Krishna. Further, example of how you surrender to Krishna and he provides, he blesses people who surrender to him. It's there was in Vietnam War, when everybody was disturbed and they were seeking peace, then Srila Prabhupada gave them the message of Krishna, because as is mentioned in Shloka 5.28, Muktaram Yajnatapsam Maheshwaram Sarvaloke Maheshwaram. So in this beautiful verse, Krishna says that he is the proprietor, he enjoys sacrifices, and he is he's in the heart of all people. So if you want peace, you sacrifice everything to Krishna. And even Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mami Kam Sharanam Mama, Krishna time and again advises people to come to him and surrender everything to him, so that the Maya will not attack us. Because when we forget Krishna, Maya chooses that as a key point to attack people and engage them in material activities, which devours all our peace and makes us engaged. And we are, once we are engaged in the material activities, we'll be reborn again and again. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Yukti Mataji.
Now I think any comments, questions, Mataji? Yeah, you do want to add anything to the recap, any corrections or anything?
No, no, Prabhuji, Mataji summarized very well. I think now we need your guidance and Mahaprasad Prabhu's guidance. If we miss, I forgot any point. Yes, Giridhar Prabhu, I think Giridhar Prabhu has some.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question on the form of God. Means, there are a lot of form of Krishna, like Virat Roop, Vish Roop, Chaturbhuj Roop, then a Roop which is most common, Bansi Roop, and a Roop and Bal Roop. So as per our Guru Maharaj, which one is recommended to meditate?
See, Prabhu, I mean, I'll try to answer if I'm mistaken. You know, it was not easy when Arjuna got darshan of Vishwarupa, it was not easy for him to see Krishna in that form for a longer period. He requested Krishna to come back in his normal form, you know. So when you want to meditate and chant, many times it depends on your bhava as well, that if you are in bhava of yourself, you want to serve him in parental mood, you should try to meditate on Bal Gopal Roop. But sometimes devotees have mood of serving Krishna in Sakha Roop. They see him in the form of a Gwalbal. But gopis, they were in different bhav, they were in Madhurya, so they used to meditate in the youthful Krishna. So it depends on the bhav of devotee in which they want to meditate Krishna. And it is not easy to, you know, see him in a gigantic form. So You can meditate him in any form. I mean, he is same. He is Krishna. He is the giver of pleasure in all his forms. And I think it is on your bhav you can meditate. Prabhuji, you can enlighten if I miss something.
Prasad Prabhuji, do you want to add?
Yeah, I think well done. I think what you explained is correct, Prabhu. And like we discussed last week with the Virat group, this group is definitely there to also satisfy people with materialistic, you know, consciousness, people with impersonal kind of consciousness. You know, they find it very difficult to understand the original Muralidhar, the original form of God in the spiritual world. So they can relate more to the material world than what Krishna's form is in the spiritual world. So this Virat Rup is there to satisfy a certain type of people. But according to our, you know, Vedanta scriptures, you know, the recommendation is ultimately the Vishnu Tattva category represents Krishna, or Krishna himself, the Swam Bhagavan, need to be worshipped. And also, you know, depending on the yuga that you're living in, for instance, we're living in Kali Yuga at the moment. Now, Kali Yuga avatar is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our acharyas recommend also the worship of the Kali Yuga avatar, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, who has come in the form of Bhaktarupa, in the form of a devotee. So in general, in our sampradaya, you know, we focus on the Swayam Bhagavan, on the original form of the Lord, Krishna's forms, which can manifest in many ways, in the form of Ram, or in the form of Shingadev, or whatever, Sri Krishna's form, or the actual original form. And also, worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is recommended. Otherwise, I agree with you, Krishna has so many different forms, unlimited forms. Yeah. So those forms represent specific message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by worshipping Krishna, you're actually covering all the other forms automatically. So, you know, our acharyas always recommend, especially in this age, you know, the worship of Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be there. Yeah. I hope that helps. Girida.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
I just want to say that was a wonderful lecture. Shyamahashini Prabhu, as always, I think your flow is so good. I think you're confident. But what is evident is that you've done your research. You've really read. You've captured. That's very evident. You know, I mean, he gave a lecture for more than an hour, which is wonderful. It means that you're reading Srila Prabhupada books. You're making an effort to understand what Srila Prabhupada is saying. And also in a very smooth tone, you know, you're expressing those things to the devotees, which is wonderful. We're very happy. I picked up some of the points that I like. You know, one of them is that you mentioned how the entire material world is so orderly, so orderly. You put the scientists to their place, you know, who claim that the whole world is created from a big bang. You know, you got a big bang, big explosion, and a wonderful order is coming. And who is there to believe that? Yeah. Whereas the way you explained it, that there is so much order within the material world is actually beautiful. Krishna creates the world in a Purnam way, in a complete way. It's humans who spoil it. Even the animals don't spoil it. They follow the natural law. It's human beings. Human beings who are misdirected, they abuse and they spoil the material world. Otherwise, the material world is created perfectly for us to be able to understand the goal of life, develop our devotion, bhakti, and go back to Krishna. Krishna is giving everything in a very orderly way. So long as we follow Krishna's law, we can live a very happy life in the material world and go back to the Godhead at the end. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to live a miserable life. So that was a good point. The other point he made is about the tirtha, which is also important. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, they always encouraged. The reason why we should go to these wonderful holy places is not just to have a quick darshan and go, but to meet devotees, to meet sadhus, to meet Vaishnavas, and to understand the subject matter of devotional service from them, so that we can make advancement, to associate with them. And that's a very important element than just worshipping or having a quick darshan and running away. to associate and to mix with Vaishnavas and sadhus and discuss. That's a good point as well. The other good point you made I like is that we may have a material body. That doesn't mean that we say we're not the body and we neglect the body, but we look after it because this is Krishna's engine. It's like if you have a car, you look after it, the car will look after you. You don't look after the car, then you break down. Yeah, simple as that. So this material body has to be looked after, but we need to know the balance. To what extent do we decorate it? To what extent do we maintain it? That balance needs to be there. So the devotee needs to be expert how much time he ought to spend. You know, we keep it clean, we keep it presentable, beautiful, like you were saying, when we go for darshan, it's nice. Krishna likes to see us clean, nice, groomed, whatever. Yeah, he's happy to see that. So to that extent we could do, but we shouldn't be overdoing it. Then we become materially implicated. The only thing I wanted to correct is about the scientists, that it's not that we don't believe scientists. It's not like that. I mean, the Vedas themselves are nothing but science. Science comes from the Vedas. Science is Krishna's creation itself. But what is science? And science is nothing but a systematic or a way of gathering knowledge, an empirical way. But then when they gather that knowledge, the conclusion often can be misleading, because they're using their imperfect senses, they're using the imperfect tools or machineries or whatever to gather that knowledge. Because of that, they may not necessarily get it right at all time. Otherwise, scientists have come up with a lot of wonderful discoveries, which we benefit from as well. Yeah, but at the end of the day, we tend to follow the not the ascending way of gathering knowledge, but the descending way of gathering knowledge, because Krishna is a creator. He knows everything. Prabhupada used the example of the lake, a frog in the lake and a frog in the ocean. Well, the scientists are like a frog in the lake. We're on one universe. They can't even leave this universe. Nobody can leave this universe unless Krishna permits. How can they have a clear picture of the entire cosmos of material world if they're living in that lake? A frog that lives in the lake will find it very difficult to understand what's going on in the ocean. The whole cosmic world is like an ocean. The scientists live in one universe, and within that universe, they live on one planet, and they're trying to go out using some material machineries or whatever in the space, trying to gather knowledge. Even that, the microscope, the telescope they have or whatever, everything has limitation. It may get improved day after day, day after day, but it has limitation. So the knowledge they gather is always limited. Yeah. Whereas what we get the knowledge in a descending way from the authorities like Krishna and Brahma, they have a clear picture of the entire cosmic world. It's like someone who knows everything about the ocean. Someone who has been to the ocean has a better knowledge than the frog that which has been in the lake. That's how it is. So Krishna is a creator. So from him we get the knowledge. And normally that knowledge is comprehensive. Yeah. So it's not that we don't believe in scientists, but sometimes, you know, the information they come up with after observing, because scientists, what do? They try to understand things by observing first, and they identify things, and then they describe, and then they come up with some kind of theoretical explanation. So I think that's what we need to know. Overall, a wonderful lecture. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for guiding us through. Because of you, I think we are getting...
There is some sound disturbance. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because of your
guidance... I mean, Mataji very nicely connected this class from Vishwarupa description to the devotional service and how to get out of this world. And she explained one point very nicely, that we normally say when we celebrate someone's birthday, we say that may you never take birth again. So she explained in this that why we say that may you never take birth again. So that explained the whole thing actually. So I mean, and one more, I have seen several times Mataji's speaking on Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that she makes the class very, she adds mellow to the class actually by describing Krishna's devotional service and how to perform that and how we can get out of this material world. She always adds it So, and she always reminds of that. So that's the main essence of all the discussions, that we should be reminded of always, that why we have to render devotional service and how we can get out from this material world to achieve the highest, which is the lotus feet of Krishna. So very nice, Mataji. Very well done.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your guidance.
Any questions, or should we go to Narasimharti now? Any more questions, or should we go to Narasimharti now? I think we should go to Narasimharti then. No one is asking. So I think Ananti and Khushi, they said that they will sing Narasimharti, so they can start now.
Jai Jagadish Hare. Jaya Keshava Dvindana Hari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Hare Simha Dev, Jaya Simha Dev, Jaya Simha Dev, Jaya Simha Dev.
Prahlad Maharaj ki
Jai
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai
Jai
Thank you so much Hare Krishna Thank you
Hare Krishna Before we conclude I have a request to all of you that I think